This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 132 of bookcareers.com live. Today we are discussing, should publishers write books? And we're talking to Phoebe Morgan, editorial director of HarperCollins and author of four thrillers. The latest book, The Wild Girls, was published earlier this year. Now, traditional career guidance has always been, if you want a job in book publishing, don't ever say you've written a novel. And often, if you meet publishing people at a social event, the worst thing you can say to them is, I've written a book. So Phoebe, it's really, thank you very much for joining us. Now, with so many people in the industry, including yourselves, now being published novelists, would you say this guidance is outdated?
Thank you very much for having me. It's really fun to be here. I would say there's sort of two parts to that statement that you read out, and one is probably outdated. So the idea of if you want a job in publishing, don't say you've written a novel. I think that probably is outdated because, as you say, a lot of people in the industry do write as well. And I think that's absolutely fine. The second part of what you said, so about whether, you know, it's the worst thing to say to someone at a party, I kind of think that potentially is true, just because when we go to those events, you're sort of just trying to switch off a tiny bit from having to think about novels and the writing process. And so those events are kind of more to get to know people and to catch up. And so your heart does sometimes sink if someone says, oh, I've written a novel, let me tell you about it, because ultimately there's so much more to think about than just having written a novel. You know, the publishing process can take so long, and I think a lot of the time people don't necessarily realize that until they've been published. So I always worry in those conversations that I'm going to disappoint whoever's saying it, because I can't say, oh, great, like, I'd love to read your novel now and hopefully I'll publish it, because it's so difficult and I can't do that. So, yeah, maybe avoid saying that at parties.
Okay, that's great. My literary agent friend and I always used to go to parties and say that we were tax inspectors, or we worked for the tax office, or we would do, you know, just to make people avoid going into those kind of conversations. Yep. Now, looking into the careers of some of the biggest novelists, I know Peter Benchley, who wrote Jaws, was a janitor. Joanna Cannon, who was published by Borough Press, was a psychiatrist working in an NHS hospital. Do you think writing, when you're in a creative role, does it zap your energies as believed, or does it actually complement them? Do you actually learn things from working on other people's writing in such an intense environment? Or are you finding that it's zapping creative energies?
I think it's a bit of both. And obviously we're talking in 2021, so there's been a lot of lockdowns with the pandemic. And I think writing during that time has been really difficult. And particularly for me, so my day job is editing other people's books, and then my side job is writing my own novels. I have really found the last few months quite difficult in that respect, because there is that lack of creativity because there's no external influences anymore and the outside world has been shut down. So I think for a lot of writers, and I know quite a lot of authors feel the same, it's been quite a struggle to, you know, find that passion and find that energy to write because there's so little external stimuli. I think ordinarily though, I hope that my job will complement my writing, because what it means for me as a writer is that I do have a good knowledge of the market and I do understand the structure of a novel, and I can kind of take what I've learned from my day job and hopefully bring some of it to my own writing. That said, I do think that if I had a different job, that would also be really fascinating in a way. You know, like you mentioned Joanna Cannon, like, I think her own life experiences and her day job have probably really influenced her writing, and she's a brilliant writer and she will bring a completely different take on things. And you mentioned someone being a janitor as well, and I think there are quite a lot of authors who potentially worked in, you know, prisons or as prison officers, they worked as policemen, and then they've gone on to write really interesting crime novels. So I do think there's kind of pros and cons to both. I do sometimes worry that my life is all about publishing and that I don't have an interesting extra job that might bring more flair to my work. So I think, like I said, there's kind of pros and cons. It's quite a difficult question to say yes or no to, because there'll be some aspects of it that are useful, but then there'll also be people who work in different fields that can bring a really new energy to their writing.
Thank you. And within that, I mean, do you think that working within the book industry is important in order to get your book published, as you have more contacts and more knowledge of the market? Or do you think it shouldn't make a difference?
I think it shouldn't make a difference. So the vast majority of the authors that I work with do not work in publishing. They work in different fields. It might be actually the reverse. So some of them didn't work in publishing, then they've gone on to write novels and get published. And now a couple of them maybe have gone on to be creative writing tutors, that kind of thing. So they're sort of on the in the publishing sphere in a different way. But I don't think it's at all a prerequisite. You by no means have to be in the publishing industry in order to write a book. It obviously does give you an insight on how the whole thing works. So for me, I suppose the advantages are I do know quite a lot of authors, so I'm able to send out my books for proofs and endorsements because I'm in that world and I have those connections. But I would say that's probably the main thing that has worked to my advantage. I suppose the other thing is you have such a knowledge of it that there aren't any shocks or any surprises, because I understand how the process works. So I understand at what point I might see my cover. I understand what my sales really mean. I understand the editorial process from both sides. And I think for a lot of debut authors, they obviously don't understand those things, and there's no reason that they should. But I think then being published can be quite anxiety inducing if you're not aware of what goes on at what stage and why. That said, it's completely fine to not work in publishing and to submit your book. And if you get the right editor, they should talk you through those processes, so they will help you to understand. And by the time you're on book 10 or whatever, it will be second nature. So it's about having a publisher that will help you through that process, I suppose. And when I got published, I didn't work in publishing. I mean, when I first got published, when I first sent the book out to agents, I didn't work in publishing, and so I didn't know the agents that I know now. I think it will be very different if I sent out my novel now, because I have a lot more contacts, and actually it will probably be quite terrifying to send it out to people I know. But at the point when I was looking to get published, I was just googling it and, you know, finding agents online in the way that any other writer would. I don't think you need to be in publishing in order to get published.
That's good. Are you saying then, should people who want to write and be published choose working in book publishing as a first career, or should they go and do something else and then maybe see if they naturally come towards publishing?
I think you have to be true to what you want. So for me, I genuinely love my day job as an editor, and I'm very passionate about finding new talent and breaking those authors out into the market. And I can't see myself giving that up in order to write. It's not really my goal to, you know, reach a level and then go to be a full-time writer, because that's not what I want. So I think if you want to work in book publishing, and, you know, you don't have to be an editor, there's so many different parts of publishing that you could work in, you need to be genuinely interested in publishing for itself and not with the goal of being published yourself. I think they are quite separate things in that respect. There are quite a few editors who have gone on to become writers, and I wonder if that's partly because they've just become very immersed in that world and then thought, oh, I might give this a go myself. And that's quite like a natural transition, but it's still the minority. I know a lot of people have been doing it recently, but it's definitely still the minority if you think about how many people work in publishing. So I think you've really got to consider what you want, and you've got to be interested in publishing for publishing's sake, if you want to go into the industry in that way.
That's very good advice, and it's something that we do always say, is that don't just come into book publishing just because you want to get your book published, but do come in because you want to do one of the published many different publishing jobs, you know, whether it's rights, editorial, sales, production.
The other thing I would say to that as well is it's not a guarantee. That just because you work in publishing doesn't mean that your book will actually get picked up. And I do know people in the industry who have written books that haven't sold, and you know, your novel has to be good in order to get picked up. And just because you have a role in a publishing house doesn't mean that you'll necessarily be a brilliant writer as well. That's not necessarily how it works. And I think publishing always naturally attracts people who love words and love writing. So it's quite normal that there will be people that want to do both. But I think you have got to be able to do both. And that's potentially not true of everyone that works in publishing. And that's not a criticism. You know, they're brilliant at their day jobs. And that's as it should be, really.
Yeah. So you, as an editorial director, you get a pile of CVs in front of you. You're looking for an editorial assistant. How do you view entry-level people who say on their CV they've written a book?
It's not something I've ever actually come across. Just thinking about how I would handle it now, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think it's sort of, on the one hand, like, it shows that they are obviously very interested in books, book publishing and writing, and that's great, and they've got that commitment to it. But really, when I'm looking for an editorial assistant, I'm not looking for someone who can write a book. I'm looking for someone who will be very efficient and good at administrative support and, you know, helpful within a team and good at talking to authors. And, you know, you know all this stuff that we'd be looking for. And so if someone said, oh, I've written a book, and they just sort of put it on the end under their interest or something, that would be absolutely fine. And it might be something I would ask them about in an interview, but more just to get to know them, as it, you know, it's obviously something that they're interested in. But if they sort of put it front and center and sort of brought everything back to that in a conversation, that would worry me, because I would think they were potentially going into publishing for the wrong reasons and were going in order to become an author, which just isn't how the industry works. So that could potentially put me off. But if it was just something that they wanted to discuss as a kind of side note, I think that would be fine. And obviously for me, I would find it interesting because it's what I do, but it's definitely not something that would make me offer them a job.
Thank you so much for that, Phoebe. That is really quite helpful.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for having me on. If anyone wants to find me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Phoebe_A_Morgan. And I'm always happy to answer your publishing or writing questions.
And if you're looking for a book publishing job, remember our careers clinic runs all year round. Go to the bookcareers.com website and book a call. You get a free 15 minutes with a qualified careers advisor. That's me. We also have lots of different versions of paid consultations. Our most popular is an employability consultation, where we will help you with a CV, covering letter or application, or prep you for an interview. That costs £59 and you can go to the website and book. We also have two job clubs which are free to join. There is Book Careers Professionals for those who are currently unemployed and already from the UK book industry, and Book Careers Newcomers for everyone else. If you enjoyed this episode, please will you rate us on iTunes. And if you're stuck at any point, my email, as always, is Suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers, or on Twitter at bookcareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.